Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Everything you never wanted to know about Mozart. Among composers of the classical period, the most prolific was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, 1756 to 91, of Austria, who wrote around 1,000 operas, operettas, symphonies, violin sonatas, divertimenti, serenades, motets, concertos for piano and many other instruments, string quartets, other chamber music, masses and litanies, of which only 70 were published before he died at the age of 35. His opera, La Clemenza di Tito, 1791, was written in 18 days, and the symphonic masterpieces, Symphony No. 39 in E-flat major, Symphony No. 40 in G minor, and Symphony No. 41 in C major, the Jupiter, were reputedly written in the space of 42 days in 1788. His overture, Don Giovanni, was written in full score at one sitting in Prague in 1787 and finished on the day of its opening performance. The longest interval between the known composition of a piece by a major composer and its performance in the manner intended is from the 3rd of March 1791 until the 9th of October 1982, over 191 years. In the case of Mozart's organ piece for a clock, A Fugue Fantasy in F minor, K608, arranged by the organ builders William Hill and Son and Norman and Beard Limited at Glyndebourne, Great Britain. In what is believed to be the largest ever recording project devoted to a single composer, 180 compact discs containing the complete set of authenticated works by Mozart were produced by Philips Classics for release in 1990 and 1991 to commemorate the bicentennial of the composer's death. The complete set comprises over 200 hours of music and would occupy 6.5 feet, 1.98 metres, of shelving. Source: Guinness World Records.
Researchers at University College Cardiff in 1970 announced an important discovery concerning the formation of musical taste in rats. A group of experimental rats were played Mozart all day long during their infancy. They heard the magic flute, the fifth violin concerto, K219, and two symphonies, unspecified, each four times a day. In later life, these rats grew up preferring Mozart to Schoenberg, given the choice. Skeptics might claim that any rat with taste would do so anyway. Research shows that newborn babies enjoy Mozart and Vivaldi, but tend to sleep through any Beethoven which may be played at them. Mozart was a keen and skillful billiard player. Haydn once tore the cloth on Mozart's billiard table. Coincidentally, the invention of the game of billiards dates back to 1591, exactly 200 years before the death of Mozart. Mozart had a slight deformity of his left ear, usually kept covered by his wig. The principal theme of the last movement of Mozart's piano concerto K453 was suggested to the composer by a tune whistled by his pet starling. The bird also knew his concerto No. 17, for Mozart had devoted some idle moments to teaching the bird the principal theme of the last movement, a theme that is admittedly rather chirpy and bird-like in nature. Yet the starling was an imperfect student. One note it sang wrong every time, and, according to the composer, another note was consistently held too long. It seems that even the example of the concerto's creator was insufficient to convince Mozart's starling to sing the piece exactly as written. On May the 27th, 1784, a strange funeral was held. As usual, hymns were sung at the graveside, then Mozart recited a poem he had penned. Finally, the composer's pet starling was laid to rest. If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing slowly. Though Mozart had only 35 years of life in which to compose all his works, the task of cataloguing these 624 or so pieces of music took Ludwig von Köchel 12 years. Gustav Mahler's last word before he died was Mozart. Source: The Ultimate Irrelevant Encyclopedia by Bill Hartson and Jill Dawson. George Allen and Unwin, 1984.
Austrian composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is an anagram, a word or phrase made by using the letters of another word or phrase in a different order, of Among Us, a Grand Maestro of Opera Waltz Music. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is an anagram of a famous German waltz god and gorgeous waltz fan, madam, and zealous warm and mad faggot, and warm gazes to a manful god. Austrian composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is an anagram of common arts as opera, waltz, fugue. I am so grand. Johannes Christostomus Wolfgangus Theophilus Amadeus Mozart is an anagram of just some Austrian, composed many half-hour songs, waltzes, though. Source, Anagram Genius.
The Mozart effect refers to disputed scientific studies that test a theory suggesting that classical music increases brain activity more positively than other kinds of music, and that listening to certain kinds of complex music may induce a short-lived, 15-minute, improvement in the performance of certain kinds of mental tasks, known as spatio-temporal reasoning. Two pieces of Mozart's music, Sonata for Two Pianos in D Major, K448, and Piano Concerto No. 23, K488, were found to have this effect, giving it its name. Later research also suggested that K448 can reduce the number of seizures in people with epilepsy. In the frequently playful letters of his youth, Mozart sometimes would spell his name backwards, viz. Mozart Wolfgang or Trasom. More often, he would sign letters MZT. The Mozart Kugel, English Mozart Ball, known originally as the Mozart Bonbon, was created by the Salzburg confectioner Paul Fürst in 1890 and named after Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The confectioner Fürst still produces the original Salzburg Mozart Kugeln by hand, according to the original recipe, and only sells them in its shops or over its website. As the Fürst confectionery does not own a trademark for Mozart Kugeln, there are numerous imitation products, most of which are produced using industrial techniques.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.